The Night Train is brought to you by St Andrews Hotel, 128 Nicholson Street, Fitzroy. Beautifully crafted, cosy and intimate spaces for your drinking and dining experiences.
On the line to talk about the juniors in a little bit more detail is the NPL Juniors Technical Director, Robbie Krajicic. Robbie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Look, Robbie, some decent results for the juniors again this weekend. How do you feel the season's progressing thus far?
Season's progressing quite well, actually, Rob. We've continued to do well at our older age groups, at our 15s and 16s, and up until the weekend, our 18s. They've been travelling along nicely. 14s have been showing signs of improvement as well. 13s are showing signs of improvement as well. And the 12s... they're all showing signs of improvement. So I've been really happy with the quality of the play that they've been displaying, and also the efforts that have been put in by all the coaches too.
Yeah, absolutely. The coaches are working wonders. I know I can see Seb myself every week, and he's doing wonders with the kids actually. But one thing that everyone is talking about at the moment is the number of ex-juniors in the senior squad. Don't think that's really a coincidence. And is that something you're particularly focusing on at Dobson Reserve?
Oh, most certainly is a focus. You know, we want to be able to create a pathway for our juniors to eventually work their way towards first team selection. And we do have a high number of juniors that are representing us in the first team squad. They don't always make it through on the first go. Some have had to go away from the club and gain experience that they may not have gained at the club at a senior level, and then come back and to be fitting to the game style that the coaches are looking for. So from a junior perspective, we certainly want to be able to set them up and as I mentioned, create that pathway there. So if we can get them moving through seamlessly into the first team, then I think the junior coaches and the program itself is doing its job then.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a few more players that haven't had a go yet. I mean, that are just on the fringes, like your Tardios, and AJ's had a bit of a go, but Marcelo, I think, as well, is probably someone that's knocking on the door of the senior team as well. But look, in particular, the 15s and 16s, they're flying again this year. Is there something in the cordial, or is this just a really talented crop of youngsters?
No, it's a talented crop of youngsters, and certainly talented coaches as well. If I look at our 16s group and if I look at them at their under 12 and under 13 level, they've come a hell of a long, long way. You know, and along that journey, they've improved year on, where they've had coaches of the like of Marko Uškok, who's now doing the women's reserves team. They've had Danny Dezic, who has had great success at a junior level with the club, and now they've got the caliber of a coach of Zeljko Gegula's standing. So, Zeljko's not far off, I think, from, probably being a good senior coach as well. Right. And I know he's probably working towards something like that, but he's certainly taking these kids along the journey and certainly preparing them as well as he can for senior life in the next couple of years. And Glenn as well, he's been with me for a long part of the journey, and he's had success with the current crop of players in our under 18 level at the moment. Yeah. And now he's into his third year with this under 15 groups, and he just worked wonders with them. We've had players that have gone into TIDC representation out of both of those groups, and that's just testament to not only the players themselves, but certainly the coaches and the hard work that they put into getting those players up there.
Absolutely. The proof's in the pudding, and the pudding certainly being provided by those two teams. But in general terms, what are some of the positives and negatives with the juniors at the moment at the Knights, or with junior football generally? I mean, what are you seeing that's been done well? Maybe what's not done so well?
I think what's being done well is the caliber and the quality of coaches that are coming through are getting better year on year. So that's something that's pleasing from my perspective, because the FFV do put them through courses, but you never know what they're going to be like until they come to clubland. The ones that are there, certainly that we have, are keen to learn and keen to better themselves, and open to suggestions, and they're pretty flexible in terms of the way they work. So they're a pleasure to work with all of them. So some of the negatives, I guess. You get some coaches who think they're better than what they are, and so you can sort of tell, you know, cutting through all the rubbish that they talk to, you know, that they're going to be not up to the standard. And we've had one or two, unfortunately, that do get through, and we've had to take measures to rectify that. But from a junior perspective, I think one of the things that I'm finding at the moment has been frustrating is the, I guess, the level of dedication. I don't seem to see it, and maybe it's a bit unfair, you know, comparing them to players of the past when I went through, and even from, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, players that were coming through. There just seems to be a lack of dedication, and I think that's just maybe society today, the way it is. You know, there's a lot of alternatives out there for the kids, and it's easy to turn to those alternatives. So the challenge we have is how do we get them more engaged at the club, not only from a playing perspective, but from a club perspective all around, and that's the challenges that we're sort of facing at a junior level at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something that keeps coming up again and again, lifestyle and the type of lifestyle that the kids have got and their relationships with their PS4s and whatnot.
Correct.
But again, from a general point of view, and something maybe that we can bring up with Jerome Gender, who is the membership and merchandise delegate, we'll be speaking to him later on in the program, and the importance of memberships. But in terms of facility, from a junior's perspective, is it really important to have the juniors and the seniors working in the same facility in a close environment?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Rob. It's a definite must for me. I think our junior players should be more exposed to the senior level of football, and even if it's that's just walking out of the same club room or the same training facility and working side by side, you know, that's something that all junior players aspire to. And unfortunately, the geographical location that we have with our juniors at the moment just gives us a little bit of separation. And unfortunately, the way the club's set up at the moment, that's just the cards that we've been dealt, and we've got to work the best as we possibly can. So one of the pluses, I think, has been able to train at nights on a Friday, even if so, though it's for a quick hour. Mm-hmm. The players are there, and they can quickly go to the main pitch and watch the players warm up and come out and play and that kind of thing. And that's the connection that you want to really have with your between your seniors and your juniors.
And Rob, it's Josh here. In light of that geographic separation, is there a style of play or a set of principles that you're trying to implement across the junior ranks to maybe increase the consistency between the senior and junior teams, or just, you know, instill something in the junior players that will help them cope when they get to that senior level?
Yeah, look, we're certainly keen on teaching the four core skills around first touch, running with the ball, passing and shooting. We also work off a four corner model around the coaching philosophy, where we look at tactical, technical, psychological, and social as well, aspects of the game. So we try and start that from obviously from the 12-year-old and work our way up, and we try and work from our 12s to our 20s, so that way we've got consistency across those age groups. Where we're sort of, I guess, hands are a little bit tight is that once they get to a senior level, and depending on who their coach is, they could implement whatever system they want, which could potentially go against what we're trying to teach at that lower level. So having somebody like Mickey Cholina at the top level there is a bonus for us at the moment, because, you know, Mickey's on board with what we're trying to do as well. So we're trying to make it a true one club model where players coming through the ranks are a lot more prepared to step into the system that Mick may or may not want to play.
Well, that was actually answering my next question, which is, have you ever actually spoken with Mickey and Steve and looked at more senior involvement with the juniors and getting them to do some training sessions with them?
Yeah, we've certainly been in discussions around that. And Mick and I have been in discussions over the summer about, you know, implementing a culture around the club, around those kind of things, where, again, it's a one-club type model. So we've given a couple of dates to Mick to get the senior players to come down to two home games that we have. Obviously, got to try and tie that up with what their schedule is as well. But We'd like for the whole senior group to come down because it acts as a bonding session for them, and it shows to the rest of the junior setup that the senior players are interested in wanting to watch their games. We talked about maybe having a couple of players come in one week and then a couple the next week, and it just becomes a bit bedraggled about the whole thing. So it just looks nicer and neater if the whole squad can come down, all, 20, 22 players, put on a bit of a lunch for them. They'll hang around for a couple of hours, and I think it'll give the kids a bit of a buzz. And certainly touching on getting the players to come down and just be involved in training sessions as well. I know we did that a couple of years ago where we had just an evening where senior players were assigned to certain age groups. Yeah. And those senior players would take them just for that one night, which seemed to work pretty well. It's just something that's sort of fallen by the wayside, and we're going to try and pick that up again this year too.
Well, it's certainly something that a club like ours actually really needs if we don't have that junior system working and working together with the seniors. Then it's sort of you kind of look and say, well, what's the whole point of the whole exercise anyway?
Well, you're spot on there, Robin. And I think the proof's been in the pudding this year. As you mentioned, we've got quite a good core number of players that have come through the junior ranks in the first team. And when you look at something like that, you've got something of a culture there. And whereas opposed to other teams where they've gone out and bought players and spend big money of players, but they're not getting the results as opposed to what we're getting at the moment. So I think Mick's done a fabulous job with the first team at the moment, and it's something that's got to obviously drill down right through to our juniors as well. But at the same time, we'd like it to be able to, build that culture from the bottom up and work its way up there as well. So if these kids that are coming up through the ranks, if they can bring that kind of culture into the first team, then I think we've done a job then.
Yeah, and there's certainly an air of positivity around the juniors, and things are looking very, very bright for the future. Robbie, once again, thanks so much for coming on the program. Hope to have you on once again and maybe even come into the studio and look at the juniors a little bit more in depth. But for tonight, thanks so much, and wishing you the very best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to our next meeting.